Martin, you know Adam Vinatieri. We've had him on the show. Seth Joyner's joining us right now. We're talking about a close game. Robbie Gould's got to be full of confidence after that 49-yard game-winning field goal a few weeks ago. Tell us about how important the mental approach to the kicking game is as you're getting ready for that Super Bowl. You've played in one. Tell us what it's like.
Yeah, I played in one in 99 against Denver Elway's last year, and I didn't do a real good job of preparing myself. It was the stage was so big. That we also had 2 weeks between the championship game and the Super Bowl. That there
that's
were a lot
be
of
hard.
There were a lot of time, you know, a lot of time to read the headlines. And of course, we had a couple of off the field incidents that you might recall that we don't need to go into the details of. That was distracting to the team, I think. But from a preparation standpoint, boy, the team that can just keep it as normal as possible. And that sounds almost like hypocrisy because it's impossible down there in Miami. I mean, with all the parties and all that, all the media attention, but the team that can keep it as normal as possible probably be the best ready to roll on Sunday.
Morton, how about the fact that they're all the quarterbacks are cooing about how they can rub their own balls in, so to speak. They can get the footballs just the way they want them on, you know, Manning's all excited, Grossman's all excited because there's no competitive edge. And then the poor kickers, all you have to do is remember what happened with Tony Romo a few weeks ago. The kicking balls are barely touched. They're slippery. What kind of an edge does that bring to certain teams?
Well, I think it's a good rule. I mean, and let's not forget that kickers had their way with the football for many years. We didn't
they
get
had
caught,
their way. But, I love it.
We didn't get caught, but, you know, it is what it is, you know. I mean, I think it's a good rule that the quarterbacks, because they're the ones touching the ball the most defensively, and so that's a good rule. And
but isn't that ball more slippery?
I mean, it is a little bit, you know, as far as kicking the ball, you mean?